State of Mississippi today is marking the 50th anniversary of a civil rights sit-in at a Woolworth's Five and Dime store lunch counter. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports the site will become part of a trail highlighting the state's pivotal role in the civil rights movement.
50 years ago, a racially mixed group set out to integrate the whites-only lunch counter at the Woolworth's in downtown Jackson, Mississippi's capital city. The sit-in was met by an angry white mob who beat protesters and drenched them with ketchup and other condiments. Mississippi NAACP leader Medgar Evers helped organize the sit-in and an ongoing boycott of segregated businesses. 2 weeks after the violence at Woolworth's, Evers was gunned down outside his Jackson home. The store's been closed for decades, but an historical marker was unveiled on the site. It's part of the Mississippi Freedom Trail, commemorating the people and events that helped break down the Jim Crow South. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Colorado's governor has signed 6 laws to regulate and tax recreational marijuana use in that state. One of the measures sets a limit for drivers, similar to the blood alcohol standard for drunk driving. Taxes for pot users could range up to 25%. Colorado voters approved a constitutional amendment last year, making recreational marijuana use legal in that state. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.